just kicked it.
Did you ever hear some game where you say some little rhyme like coffee grows on a white oak tree? Does that sound familiar?
No, we didn't play it. Not no more.
Uh-huh. And say someone did you a favor. Instead of saying thank you, you might say thank you, I'm much.
Much obliged.
And you might say I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, you say that the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
figured it out.
Or and say if you bought some meat,
you wrap it up.
Okay. And when I got home with it, I
unwrapped it.
Okay.
Wrapped it.
And say if a storekeeper had to sell something for less than he paid for it, you'd say he had to sell it at a
reduced price.
Okay. But he lost money on it. You'd say he had to sell it at a
Reduced price.
Okay. And say if you like something but you don't have enough money for it, you might say, well, I like it, but it
costs too much.
And when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you might go to the bank and
borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was
scarce.
Okay.
Scarce.
And say he ran down the springboard and he
jumped in the water.
Or if he goes head first, you say he what then?
I don't know. Jumped in, I guess.
Okay, but if it's head first, though, you say he
jumped in head first.
Uh-huh. You use the word dive.
Dived in, yeah.
Okay. So you say several children have already
dived in.
And but I was too scared to
dive in.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a,
I don't know.
You know, on your stomach, you call that a,
I don't know, because I didn't know how to do it. I was scared of water. We wade out in the water, but we didn't jump in it.
Uh-huh. You never could swim?
No. Never learned to swim in my life. I'd never go in it that deep. We used to go in the creeks and the pond, but we didn't go in, you know, where it was too deep.
Uh-huh.
In a spring. Up there in this man's field, there's a spring head. We'd go in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't deep. It was fenced in, weatherboarded up, where you could go in there and take a good bath and go home. You work in the field and get hot and tired and go in there and take your good bath, go home, go to the house. Women would go in and then and they would let the men see them, and then they'd, if the men went in, they wouldn't let the women see them. Maybe they'd go in there with some clothes on, maybe they wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
There wouldn't be nobody to see them.
He said, he dived into the water and he what?
Swam.
And you say, I have what in that creek before? I have, say,
swammed.
Okay. And a child might put his head on the ground and turn a
somerset.
Okay. And when you buy something and pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a present and say it's for,
well, it's for being a good customer.
Okay. You ever heard the expression land yet?
Mm-hmm.
And say someone who didn't know how to swim, you say he got in the water and he
couldn't swim.
And so he
drowned.
Okay. So you say, after when he goes out for the third time, then you say that he was
dead. Or they'd bring him out and try to liven him up.
Uh-huh. They say, you might say, what happened to him? You say, well, he got in the water and he was
drowning.
And you say, I wasn't there. I didn't see him. What?
Well, you didn't see him.
Okay. But you say if you can't swim,
don't go in the water.
Because you might
drown.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
And you say,